The Hatuyeyati Culture Camp is almost an hour's drive from Hoonah. Over the summer, about 35 students made the trip down a narrow, unpaved logging road to immerse themselves in native art, food, and language for 4 days. The isolated location is intentional.
We came out as far as we could to make sure we didn't have cell phone reception and that the only connections that we had were with each other.
Heather Powell works for Hoonah City Schools, and she created this camp with support from many others in the community, partly to help students confront some of the biggest challenges in their lives.
We have young people in our communities that are facing depression, addiction, suicides, even diabetes, the things that could ail not only your physical well-being, but your spirit.
She hopes a traditional mindset will lead to a more holistic approach.
In these non-native ways of doing, we acknowledge and then we diagnose just that thing, and we deal with just that thing. But a long time ago, we worked with the entire person, the entire family, because none of us has the strength to do everything.
The activities at the camp are deeply rooted in history. Inside a cabin, students gathered around a table to cut, file, and hammer copper sheets into small tanaz. Almost everyone was wearing one of the traditional copper shields around their neck by the end of the camp. Outside, a group of students spread out along the water to gather beach asparagus during low tide. Later, they prepared it for canning, along with salmon fresh from the smokehouse.
Once we get these ones completed, watch the next step. Hunda iwak, tekachuhan. This is the next step. So once it's completely full, you're gonna take a jukwena and you're gonna wipe all the way around. You're gonna make sure there's no fish skin, no fish scales.
Powell hopes that integrating Tlingit into everyday education will help revitalize the language and connect students to tradition.
We're dancing and we're learning the language and singing and
Gracie Carrick says she's having fun at camp so far.
We're like helping the culture stay alive and stuff like that.
The students also made their own cultural contribution together. Besides playing music they already knew, Powell and others led the students in creating their own original song. Ultimately, her vision goes beyond specific skills and activities to something much more fundamental.
Teaching traditional ecological knowledge and teaching place-based learning are all the rave these days. But for us, this is survival. This is who we are. We have done things for time immemorial because it calls to us. This is our food. This is our responsibility. This is our passion.
Powell says she hopes to offer more camps in the Hoonah area, each focused on a different cultural activity. With help from Quentin Chandler, I'm David Purdy at Freshwater Bay.